The Victoria Swing Bridge, the last of Leith's opening bridges, was restored in 2000 and marks the end of the Water of Leith walkway. It also marks the end of the river's 24-mile journey all the way from the Pentland Hills through our capital. We are at the beginning of Leith Docks. Originally, the area simply contained piers, but by the mid-19th century, a complex of docks were created, including the Victoria Dock in 1851, the Albert in 1869, followed by the Edinburgh Dock in 1881, and finally the Imperial Dock in 1903. The docks were famous for shipbuilding since the 1700s, and in the early 19th century they worked at full stretch to support the Napoleonic Wars. However, as steel fabrication took over from timber, the harbour was not deep enough, so the industry declined and the last shipyard closed in 1980. There are many interesting buildings on the final leg to the end of the river, including the circular signal tower. One of the oldest buildings in the area, it dates from 1685 and was originally a wind-powered mill for rapeseed. In the Napoleonic Wars, it was converted to a signal tower. Development is springing up all over the area and there are grand plans afoot to redevelop the docks. So why not explore the many bars, restaurants and shops that have made Leith a popular destination today? If you want to spot the final Anthony Gormley statue, take this road towards Ocean Terminal and follow round the estuary side of the shopping centre and you will see him standing out on one of the old piers. We hope you have enjoyed this journey down the Water of Leith and have found this commentary interesting and useful. If you'd like to find out more about the river or help with its protection, please contact us at the Water of Leith Conservation Trust or visit www.waterofleith.org.uk.